Welcome to the Conquered Leaders podcast. I'm Mark Pittman, the CEO of the Conquered Leadership Group. Today, our guest is Dana McConnell, the Executive Director of the Center for Developmental Services right here in Greenville, South Carolina. Dana, I am thrilled to have you on the show.
Well, thank you, Mark. I am so excited to be here.
You know, when we met a couple weeks ago, I just loved your story of becoming the executive director of CDS. And I'm wondering, what do you enjoy now that you are the executive director? What do you enjoy about leading and being in a leadership position?
Oh, there's so many wonderful aspects to it. But if I had to narrow it down to one, it would be just being able to implement ideas and the staff suggestions. So if you are someone who has worked for a large corporation, I came from the corporate background for 20 years, it just the smallest decisions sometimes take so long to do. Just for a couple examples, if we wanted to change the coffee maker from a Keurig to a drip coffee, just all the the layers you would have to go through just to have something like that done. But here at CDS, it is a smaller nonprofit organization, so it doesn't have all those layers, but it's just the empowering ability in the role that I've got just to be able to make those quick decisions or allow the staff to make those decisions. So, changing coffee is not a problem. If someone has a social media idea, so just a year and a half ago, we didn't even do Instagram. And one of our staff members said, hey, do you mind if we just start an Instagram account and I'd like to run it? And I said, well, sure, let's go ahead and try it. Throw it by me each time before you do a post just to make sure it's going to be appropriate and the messaging is correct. But otherwise, let's go for it. And that's just been wonderful. Starting a recycling program, just any new projects, new programs, if someone's got an idea for making a process more efficient, they are just empowered to do that. And there's just not all those layers. So that's probably one of the most rewarding things about the position. And getting to be the ED. So
I love that. That's so, because I think many of us in this sector forget how it is when we are in bigger corporations or bigger organizations that have all those layers. And it does. It seems like endless meetings to get silly things done.
It or does. Yes.
Wow. Well, I've got to, so in the context of that, I'm just curious, one of the questions I like to ask guests is, we know that leadership isn't always easy. Otherwise,
right.
Everybody would be doing it. So when was the time that you faced a challenge leading and what did you do to overcome that or to address that?
I'm just taking a moment because I can just imagine all the emotion that went through when I did have some struggles. So when I mentioned that I was from the corporate world, I'm also an accountant. So all of my career, it's kind of been on the back end of things and the desk jobs, which I love too. It's the accounting and more of that introvert. And it suited my personality. I'm a very detailed person. And when I originally came over to CDS, I was their director of finance and operations, which is, again, kind of that back office, very customer service oriented to those in the building. But when the opportunity came open to apply to be the executive director, I think the panic in me, knowing that that's going to be out in front in the public eye, that I would be that face of the organization, that it would require a lot of public speaking, some media interviews, doing the fundraising and the marketing. How do I work with a board of directors? How do I develop a board of directors? Knowing that the weight of the organization is on my shoulders, and if we're successful in the future, implementing that vision and helping to move forward a strategic plan, just all of that would go through my head, and it was very difficult to sleep at night knowing, is this really something I should be taking on? And I don't know that there's really anything that ever can prepare you for that. And so I just really had that feeling of being overwhelmed. And did I get in over my head? I learned a long time ago, don't ever close the door. Don't ever say no, it can't be done. It may take me a while to figure it out how to do something. But just that feeling of being overwhelmed. So one of the things, actually there's several things that I did. I learned to just take things a day at a time. I don't know how it's going to go next week, but all I need to focus on is right here and right now. And if I can get through today, if I can get through this next speaking event or this next board meeting, then I'll think about what's next after that. And just taking it one step at a time, and sometimes even 1 hour at a time. And I just remember getting home at night and just praying, and thanking God for helping me get through the day. So I prayed a lot for wisdom. I prayed for the organization. I prayed for the staff, and just to help me not to feel overwhelmed, even though that is how I felt. So I think just learning to take things a day at a time, and just focus on that immediate goal. And once I became comfortable with that, then I looked maybe 2 days into the future, or then a week into the future. And I know that sounds simple, but and maybe it's kind of crazy, but for someone who didn't ever see things from a bigger picture, that was such a big jump to me. And I know the board took a risk on having someone like me in this position. But they have been extremely supportive, and so has the staff. And so I've learned and grown a lot, but that was definitely a huge challenge for me.
And my chuckle was a chuckle of yes, of agreement. It wasn't a chuckle of that's so simple. I just you're absolutely right. Taking things a day at a time, sometimes an hour at a time. I know I found journaling to be really helpful and time stamping the journals so that when I go back, I'll know that it's amazing what can from like 5:11 a.m. to 10:03 a.m. the amazing mood swings that can be in a
Oh,
journal.
incredible. Yes, you got it, Mark.
So, how long have you been the executive director of CDS then?
I've been here in this role for 2 years, a little over 2 years now.
Okay.
And with the organization as a whole, about 3.5 years. So I wasn't with the organization very long when I took over. So it was still a learning curve, just understanding the nonprofit. So that
That was your
probably
first nonprofit
complicated things.
since corporate.
This is my first nonprofit, yes.
Wow. Steep learning curve. That's great. Well, let me ask you this. If for those listening today, if they're to when this podcast ends, when this recording ends, what strategy or to action or something would you say that they recommend that they consider putting into place right away?
Well, the one strategy that helped me more than anything is I just kept putting myself out there. I knew I needed to grow. I knew I needed some personal development. So I just signed up for any class or seminar that I knew would challenge me. There was a public speaking seminar. There was the Riley Institute Diversity Leadership Initiative, the DLI. And these are things that would put me into the realm and into the company of other CEOs that I knew was going to make me nervous because I didn't feel comfortable. I didn't feel like I was at the same peer level as them, even though I still had that same title. I just felt so inadequate. But I just continued to surround myself and put myself in situations that kept challenging me. So I got involved in the community, and that's what I would encourage other CEOs who are new or even seasoned CEOs, is just get involved, maybe through the Chamber of Commerce, like Leadership Greenville, or that Riley Institute DLI, or anything that would connect you with the community and connect you with other CEOs. Maybe it's contacting another CEO in your industry. It could even be what's that word? Not enemy, competitor. That's what I'm trying to think of. Yeah, not enemy, please. But just meeting with peers, call them up and buy them a cup of coffee. Just $3 and an hour of time can provide a wealth of information and start a lasting bond of camaraderie, or just a great resource if nothing else. So just put yourself out there and make connections. That would be my one tip.
That's excellent. I had a professor in college who once said that which when you walk into a room, that which you fear most about yourself is what everybody else is wrestling with too. That whole how did people see me? How am I being perceived? So I love that $3 and an hour of coffee. That's awesome. Thanks so much, Dana. This has been a thoroughly refreshing session of Conquerors Leaders podcast. I'm wondering where can people what website can they go to find you or how can they get in touch with you if they want to follow up?
They can go to our CDS website, and that is www.cdservices.org. And once you go to that, you'll not only learn about the organization, but if you do the About Us and the Leadership tab, that's when they will find my contact information. And definitely give me a call. I'd love to sit down and meet with anyone and share some other tips that I've learned. And I'd still be happy to buy them the cup of coffee. They don't have to buy me one. So.
Awesome. That's a great invitation. So thanks for being here, Dana, and everyone, thanks for listening. I know you're going to want to listen to this one again and again also. This episode, with all the episodes of the Conquered Leader podcast, can be found at conqueredleadershipgroup.com/podcast.